This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Skype on in at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on the site. They're all completely free, so please enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can still call to talk about secession if you want. I think we're going to move on from that. But anytime you want to bring up something we've already discussed, you're certainly welcome to do so here on Free Talk Live. And an issue that we keep coming back around to here on Free Talk Live is the ongoing legal saga of the ride-sharing companies out there in the world. The two most popular are Uber and Lyft. And you don't hear so much about Lyft, but they're being regulated very similarly to Uber. I tend to see the Uber news stories more
so. I think the reason you see the Uber stories a little more is, like, Uber corporate, what little corporate there is of Uber, spends a lot of money lobbying and thus getting publicity.
At the very least, they are spending money to try to stop being attacked by the government. I don't know if they're lobbying for laws more so than...
No, they're lobbying against stuff. That's still a form of lobbying.
That's true.
Saying, please don't oppress us,
right,
is still lobbying.
And they are being oppressed in various different places around the globe. There have been actual raids on Uber offices in France and, I believe, Hong Kong... Hong Kong or South Korea? Anyway,
there was something in Hong Kong with Uber not too long ago.
I know the South Koreans have been cracking down as well. And in the United States, in various different places, I had heard, we'd reported, I don't know, about a month ago, that the Austin, Texas City Council was going to be looking at regulating Uber. And the idea was to regulate them at that time as though they would be horse and buggy carriage operators.
Yes.
And so,
meaning that they could only operate for a couple hours a night,
and they'd have
and
to
they
charge,
had to charge a flat fee of
$50
no matter how far or how short of a distance you went.
Now, I don't know if that's off the table, but there's been a vote this week in the Austin City Council, late last week. This is from the Texas Tribune at texastribune.org. The future of popular vehicle-for-hire services, Uber and Lyft in Austin, was up in the air early Friday morning after the city council voted 9-2 in favor of an ordinance aimed at regulating the firms more like traditional taxi companies. After nearly 5 hours of debate, the council voted to require drivers for vehicle-for-hire apps like Uber and Lyft to pass fingerprint-based background checks, defying warnings by the companies that they would likely leave the city under such a regulation. The ordinance goes into effect on February 1st, but the companies will have the chance to get their fleets into compliance in phases over the course of 12 months. So whether this is the beginning of the end for Uber and Lyft in the city of Austin remains to be seen. They haven't explicitly said they would leave, but they basically said that they're going to leave.
You know what all of these requests by the taxi companies for? You need to regulate them, even though they're not a taxi. You need to regulate them like a taxi. Do you know what all of them remind me of? They all remind me of what was intended to be the satirical Candlemakers petition by Frederick Bastiat, where you look confused. So
I read
I'll
the
explain.
Book, Once Upon a Time.
The Candlemaker's petition's not in the book, The Law.
Okay.
This was a petition that he delivered to French Parliament on behalf of the Candlemakers, requesting that the French Parliament do something about the free foreign source of energy that was illuminating people's homes.
The sun.
We must require people to shutter their windows so that they purchase our candles to keep us in business.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
Very tongue-in-cheek. But that's what you're seeing with these taxi companies, of somebody's doing a better job than we are
yep.
at a cheaper price, They are both the worst thing that's ever happened, and they're taking our jobs. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, one of the taxi, I don't know if he's an owner or driver, said that the Uber drivers are stealing money from him.
Yeah, he's an owner of a taxi
company. They are stealing. The Uber drivers, according to this man,
he claims he's lost $100,000,
are walking up to him at gunpoint, taking money from his wallet. That's what stealing money is.
Yeah, that's not happening. What's happening
providing
is...
providing a better service, yeah, that people decide they want is not stealing money
the Uber
from
drivers,
anyone.
The people in... You know, we're talking about Portsmouth, New Hampshire here, and I'm sure that the same is true of everywhere, but you know, just specifically in Portsmouth, people have said, taxi cab users have said, the taxis will take more than an hour sometimes to get where they're supposed to go, to come pick you up.
Yeah.
Uber... I don't think it could possibly take an hour. I mean, you're on, you look at that app, you can see where the cars are. It's not like some mystery as far as where,
right,
those cars are. You know there's one of them that is available, and it is within 10 minutes of you or whatever. And they usually, when you send that request, they turn right around and start heading your direction.
Yeah.
So people are real happy with their service from Uber, and Lyft doesn't operate in New Hampshire, but Uber has, they're operating in Manchester and the Seacoast and in Nashua at the moment, and every little town in between there. But back to Austin, what's going on here? They want to fingerprint the drivers. Now, I actually signed up as an Uber driver. I went through the process on the website, and it was really easy. Like, you do have to submit a little bit of paperwork to them. You have to submit your insurance. You
okay.
need to be insured. You have to submit your vehicle registration.
Okay.
You have to submit your driver's license.
Okay.
And that's pretty easy to gather. Most everybody has those papers, and just scanning them in might be harder for some people, but they'll accept, like, a photo, I think, of, like, if you take it with your cell phone. So if it's a good photo with your cell
phone.
Okay. So I think, you know, it's not a hard thing to go through this process. There's like a 15-minute long introductory video that they would like you to watch, that you have to watch, basically. And, you know, basically that gives you kind of the rundown of how to be an Uber driver. And after that, there's like a week-long period where they are doing a background check on you. And some of the Uber activists from freeuber.org are saying that the Uber background check is actually more thorough than the state-run background check. Even though the state-run one goes back further, the Uber check is somehow a better check. I don't know.
Because
how that
the
is.
Uber check is a nationwide check.
Oh, that's right.
The check that is done in the city of Portsmouth by the police only checks for things in New Hampshire.
But can you imagine how much more difficult it would be to get people to sign up if they had to submit fingerprints? Then what do you do? Are you asking somebody to go get an ink pad? Because the average person probably doesn't have a stamp with an ink pad in their home. Go you know, down to the office store, get an ink pad, print out a fingerprinting sheet, get your hands all messy.
I wonder if there's an app for that.
Ooh, I don't know.
Like, download an app? Because there
what
is...
What would you do? Touch the screen of the
with,
phone?
With each finger. Because there is the sort of thing to where your thumbprint unlocks your phone, so there's gotta be some kind of
that.
So okay, thumb, first finger,
damn you, Gerald.
Second finger,
you've given
third
them a good
finger,
idea.
Pinky,
you should check for that.
Four
see
fingers.
If, see if there is a fingerprint scanning app, because that I guess that would make sense. But anyway, absent that, it's more of a hassle to sign up with fingerprints. And I'm not sure exactly what Uber's reasoning would be for leaving, but I suspect it would be that if they're putting too many blocks and too many barriers in between someone wanting to be a driver and actually getting to be a driver,
yes,
that it's just not worth it for them to jump through the hoops. The move by Austin leaders, and by the way, I hate it when politicians are called leaders in the press. The press does it all the time.
Yeah.
And no, these people are not my leader. I'm not interested in having them tell me what to do. That's what a leader does, you know, in a lot of cases. They'll tell people what to do. Or a good leader will set an example, right? Which, of course, the politicians don't do that very well at all, because politicians set examples of lying and, you know, being dishonest and, you know, false and scamming people and just generally being bad folks. So, yeah, you don't want to look up to these people. Anyway, it represents the latest fight between the fast-growing vehicle-for-hire industry and Texas cities, several of which have struggled to find a balance between allowing the popular smartphone-based services to operate while addressing concerns about fairness and safety, those often brought up by traditional cab companies, which operate under more onerous regulations. By the way, our former co-host, Mark, he's a convicted felon for murder, and he was able to get a job with a cab company in Sarasota, Florida, and there's certainly no shortage of cab regulations there. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on ride-sharing or bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The crackdown continuing on ride-sharing services, Uber and Lyft. Specifically now, we're looking at Austin, Texas. Now, there's also another crackdown happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
They've actually got the city council meeting tonight, so hopefully Christopher David or someone else will give us a call, let us know what's happening out there.
Oh, that's great. I'll be sure to send him a message and make sure that we get a rundown on that. So people did pack the meeting in Austin as well. There's a picture here of the meeting, and there's a lot of people who are very interested in this. And I imagine they've got quite a few Uber drivers there in Austin who would prefer to not be put out of business by this because... You know, Uber may be pulling out of the city, as will Lyft, perhaps, if the city does require them. And they've now voted 9-2 in favor of an ordinance that would require Uber and Lyft drivers to pass fingerprint-based background checks. The move by them represents the latest fight between the fast-growing vehicle-for-hire industry and Texas cities. A packed Austin City Hall sat waiting late into the night for the council to take up the proposed ordinance, and then they debated it for 5 hours. 5 hours on that one issue, as they have in similar battles with other cities. Uber and Lyft all but promised to leave Austin if the proposal passed. The companies made good on a similar threat in San Antonio, only to both later return under a pilot program that made fingerprint-based background checks voluntary for drivers. But Austin's higher profile as the state's capital, a tech-friendly mecca, and the home of one of the largest college campuses in the country means the standoff could have a wider impact. Both Uber and Lyft operate in more than a dozen Texas cities, many in which the regulatory environment for the company's services remains unsettled. The two companies are also expected to expand service to other Texas cities. Just over a year ago, Austin passed a temporary ordinance allowing vehicle-for-hire apps to operate legally with few restrictions, which is why, from one year to the next, I was unable to use Uber. When we went to the Texas Bitcoin Conference, we were unable to use Uber the first time we went. The second time we went, we were able to use it, and it was great. It was super easy. We used it twice during the conference, and it was just... Oh, it was a dream. It was so easy using Uber. And so no wonder the cab companies are feeling threatened by these groups and turning to their mommies and daddies in government to put a stop to this. Anyway, back to the story here. Just over a year ago, they passed the ordinance that allowed them to start operating in the city. Over several months, one councilwoman, Ann Kitchen, has led an effort to pass a permanent ordinance requiring vehicle-for-hire apps to follow similar regulations as traditional taxi companies. The most contentious issue has been the kind of background checks that drivers for both types of companies must undergo. In the Texas cities where Uber and Lyft operate, the cities allow the companies to handle the background checks of their drivers. Officials with both companies have criticized fingerprint requirements as overly burdensome and unnecessary. They say that drivers who work fewer than 20 hours a week are critical to the reliability of their services, but requiring them to visit an office to be fingerprinted dissuades many from signing up. So I suspect that's why your phone solution isn't going to work, Daryl. I bet you the ordinance actually says that the driver has to show up in person to present their papers and be fingerprinted by the company.
Okay, well, that's better than the way you were making it sound is you've got to take fingerprints of yourself at home.
Well, that's what I was guessing, right? Like, I haven't read the ordinance. My point was that, like, doing it, it's all done at home right now, right? Like, when you sign up for Uber, I was sitting in my, you know, my house doing that sign up.
Yes.
I didn't need to go somewhere and fill out some paperwork. And now it sounds like this ordinance is going to require a driver to physically go somewhere and sign some papers. And, you know, in a place like New Hampshire, Uber exists as Uber New Hampshire. Like, in bigger cities like Austin, it's Uber Houston, it's Uber whatever. But New Hampshire's so small, they just sort of have New Hampshire, and then there's like a territory on a map which covers a few different New Hampshire cities. So there is no Uber office in Manchester or Nashua or wherever. There's like one Uber office, and where it is, I don't know. It might even be
Boston.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, are you going to drive from Manchester to Boston just so you can get fingerprinted so you can work for, you know, $10 an hour or whatever?
Chances are you would go to the police station to get fingerprinted.
Well, that's not what's it's not made clear here. It suggests here that they may be required to visit an office to be fingerprinted, which may mean Uber. It may mean the police station. I don't
know. It may mean city council or city hall.
If it's the police station, then I think people will be even less likely to go and sign up, especially if they have a criminal past that's not an actual violent criminal past.
Right.
They may be a little uncomfortable by the fact that they're, once again, in custody of the police just to apply for a job. If the current proposal is adopted, Austin will become the only major city in the U.S. without ride sharing, says Uber spokesperson Debbie Hancock.
How are they defining major city?
I don't know. The company also launched a kitchen view setting on its app in Austin, which removed the company's fleet of cars from view and replaced it with an offer to request a horse and buggy ride. When asked if Lyft would stop operating in Austin if the ordinance passes, and it has, spokeswoman Chelsea Wilson said, quote, "We do not operate in any market that requires drivers to be fingerprinted," unquote. So that's basically them saying we're going to pull out.
Yes.
Kitchen argued the companies could thrive under her ordinance. She told a Lyft official Thursday evening, quote, "I think this is a community that would show you that drivers would be fingerprinted and would want to participate." Austin Mayor Steve Adler and several council members expressed frustration they were making policy with a threat over their heads. Yet they were also worried about the potential safety problems associated with maintaining the status quo or changing current regulations. The mayor said, "I don't like any of these choices. Ultimately, our goal is not to keep any particular company here or not here." Well, poor, poor Mayor Adler. He doesn't like to have a threat hanging over his head.
But that's
like...
exactly what they do, is they put threats over other people.
Right, so he can dish it out, but he can't take it. Because ultimately, the city council and the mayor, that's all they do is threaten businesses. If you don't do what they say, they're going to send men with guns to your business, and they will force you to close down. And if you don't close down, you'll be put in handcuffs. And if you don't want to be put in handcuffs, they're going to hurt you.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't feel sorry for this guy at all. And it's not the same level of threat for Uber and Lyft to say, well, we're going to leave if you pass this ordinance. Not the same level as we're going to kill you if you don't do what we want.
Yes.
Several members of the council said they're worried that Uber and Lyft leaving would mean an increase of drunk drivers on the road. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo, who by no means is a freedom-oriented guy, echoed the concern, telling the council it would be ideal if Uber and Lyft's background checks were expanded, but stressed his bigger concern is Austin residents losing a popular transportation option, particularly late at night. So the police chief actually appears to kind of be against this regulation.
Right, because, you know, having people with multiple options of how to get home after being at a bar is a good thing.
He says a lot of sexual assaults happen in the city of Austin because we're not getting people that are in our vulnerable population out of the downtown area and into their homes.
I wonder how many of those assaults are happening at the hands of taxi drivers.
Good question. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's actually an Uber study that they looked at a couple of different cities and the DUI rates. And when Uber starts in a city, DUIs go down. Like, obviously correlation is not causation, but it sure is an interesting correlation. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Uber and Lyft under attack in Austin, Texas, where the city council last week voted 9-2 to require drivers or potential drivers for the services to be fingerprinted prior to being and background checked. So fingerprint-based, background checked before they are approved in order to drive for these companies. Uber and Lyft have basically said they're going to leave the city if that's the case.
Don't threaten us. That's not how we make policy.
Yeah, the city. That's basically what the city manager or the city mayor said about that. And the operators or Uber and Lyft, the spokeswoman for Uber, said that Austin will become the only major city in the U.S. without ride sharing because if the proposal is adopted, they're basically going to pull out. You're welcome to comment here. Also, text messaging. Uber does it. They'll send a text message to their drivers in New Hampshire letting them know about like some sort of upcoming promotion or important information. And maybe you're a smaller business operator and you would like to get into the world of texting your customers with specials or offers or news about your business, and you just haven't done so yet because it just seems too overwhelming, the services are too complicated. Text Fire is designed for you. TextFyre, TextFyre.com. Super easy to create unlimited subscriber lists. You can use different lists for different types of customers and even staff. Makes it easy to communicate with different groups using TextFyre. You can send your text messages using a real local number that people can text you back at as well if they want. Customers could, you know, text you an order, for instance, if they wanted to, depending on your business. You can use their web interface to create lists, manage subscribers, and even schedule your text messages. It's great for groups of 100 to 2,000, making it perfect for small businesses, churches, or local civic groups. You can go to TextFyre.com and learn more about it. Free Talk Live listeners get their first month free. Just text FTL to 877-792-7418. Text the letters FTL to 877-792-7418 to get started with TextFyre. That's TextFyre, TextFyre.com. The mayor in Austin is expressing frustration over being under a threat. He doesn't like to have to make decisions while under threats. But even the police chief is saying that even though the police chief wants to see more background checks, he sort of supports the fingerprinting because he's the police chief. And, you know, if they send business to him for that, he's more than happy to collect more documents on people. But in this case, he's actually saying that, well, maybe we should leave them alone on this, because if they leave, if Uber and Lyft pull out of Austin over this, as they are suggesting they are going to do, he says that could mean more DUIs and that could mean more sexual assaults. And I think he's right about that, because if you are, drunk and you need to go home, you call a cab company, but they're not going to get there for an hour or whatever, however long it's going to be, because it can take a while in certain instances.
Yes.
Then you might just decide, well, I got to be at work in the morning, I got to get home. So you hop in your car and you drive home, which, of course, could result in DUI. Or maybe while you're waiting there at the side of the road, somebody says, you know, hey, I'll take you home, darling, or whatever, and you get into their car. And
you get called darling a lot?
No, but maybe in Texas someone would use that term. So they get into this unknown person's car to get a ride home, and then before you know it, there's a rape or some other form of sexual assault. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. While both companies have said arranging fingerprint-based background checks of the drivers is too burdensome, they took different approaches to the issue in Houston. Once that city began fingerprint-based background checks of the apps last year, Lyft pulled out. Uber chose to stay, but has continued to complain about the city's ordinance and to argue that it has kept many potential drivers from signing up. So maybe Lyft will follow through on their promise to leave, but Uber will stick it out. I guess we'll find out. Kitchen asked the Uber executive, Adam Blinnick, why the company was still operating in Houston. He says, quote, "Houston has been a very difficult city for us to operate." He declined to say whether the company had plans to leave that city. Houston officials have criticized the third-party background checks that companies like Uber use as insufficient in catching convictions from all 50 states and ensuring that drivers are who they say they are. Later in the evening, Alex Heim with the city of Houston told council members his city has not seen any evidence that Uber cannot sign up enough drivers to meet demand because of its fingerprint requirement. He also read a letter from the Council of Houston Mayor Ennis Parker urging Austin leaders to adopt fingerprint-based background checks requirements for transportation network companies, as they are being called. So you've got one city coming to argue that another city should do what they have done. This is a, you know, there's like a team of municipalities out there that they want to create more government. Right. And when one city does something that creates more government and more requirements, then they put the news out to the other cities that, hey, we got away with this one, guys. You should try this where you guys are.
And it's not just municipal governments. State legislatures will do this as well.
Yeah, they keep an eye out to see who's able to do what around the country. That's why the smoking bans took some time to spread around the United States. It was Florida and California and New York, and then other states came up.
There are entities that are basically lobbyist organizations made up entirely of state legislators, but because everybody that's a member is a state legislator, they're exempted from the lobbying rules, even though they're doing lobbying.
Oh, interesting. So they don't have to wear the little name tag that says lobbyist.
Right. And so there was a
bill here in the New Hampshire legislature that luckily failed that was aimed at targeting crafters of model legislation, and they explicitly exempted organizations whose membership is made up solely of elected officials. So municipal associations where everybody is an elected municipal official, the state legislative, national council of state legislators, they would be exempted because, well, we're legislators and what we do is legislate. So therefore it's not lobbying when we talk to other legislators about ways to legislate. But you, Daryl, if somebody were paying you to write the bills that you've given to us, the model legislation that you've written, if somebody were paying you,
you'd be a lobbyist.
You would be a lobbyist, and we would then have to ask, like, where'd you come up with this? Where and file all these reports about amendment proposals that you've given. But we, as state legislators, we are exempt. It doesn't matter that we got the idea from another state legislator in another state. It's okay because legislator, and that's what we do.
There's a little bit more here about what's happening in Austin. There's a set of issues beyond just safety. Traditional yellow cab style companies and most other Texas cities in Austin are limited into how many vehicles they can have on the road and are strictly regulated in terms of the fares that they can charge. Many cities also require those firms to have some wheelchair-accessible-based vehicles in their fleets. Uber and Lyft constantly adjust their fares based on demand and do not face requirements in most cities to provide wheelchair-accessible services.
Wow, supply and demand gets to determine the rate of things? What a novel concept.
And the Taxi Drivers Association of Austin president is mad. David Passmore says, they can raise their prices when they want to, but I can only charge what the city set my meter to charge, and you're telling me that's a level playing field? Now, of course, he's rightfully upset, because he shouldn't be regulated either.
Right, but he's not saying, make me as free as they are.
No,
he's saying, enslave them as much as I am.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Or worse.
That's the problem with these industry associations like this who, they don't go to bat for freedom anymore. Once they've been regulated, once they're part of the system, they defend the system that they're a part of. Even though that system is hurting them, ultimately, because it prevents them from being as nimble as Uber and Lyft. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So there's a big question mark over the city of Austin right now. Will these ride-sharing services be pulling out? And what will that mean for the safety of people on the roads with more drunk drivers deciding to take a risk and head home from the bars? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness. A gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here, one of the ways to support the show is to just do your shopping with Free Talk Live. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. It's the same great Amazon you're used to with the same awesome deals and free Super Saver shipping and Amazon Prime and all that stuff. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon sends us a portion of the sale as a thank you to sending them the business. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. It's getting down to the wire if you want to get stuff in time for Christmas, so you should probably do that sooner rather than later at shop.freetalklive.com. There is hopefully going to be an update later tonight here on Free Talk Live about the Uber situation in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where Uber drivers have been committing civil disobedience on a regular basis. The city has basically told Uber that it's illegal for them to operate in the city, but Uber hasn't stopped the app. So anyone who wants to, who's an Uber driver, can log into the Uber partner app and log on and start accepting rides. So Uber hasn't been prevented from doing that, although the next step, according to a news story that came out, I think, a few days back, is that the city council is going to send some sort of a request ostensibly tonight if it's voted by the full council. I believe it was voted by a council committee last week. So a committee voted to send to the full council a request to go to court to request an injunction to force Uber to stop offering their services in the city of Portsmouth.
They would have to suspend the rules to do anything other than a first reading tonight. So you have to have a first reading.
Okay.
Suspend the rules, second reading. Suspend the rules again, have a third reading.
Well, now, wait, that's not a proposed ordinance. This would just be something that the city does. They just file a suit. Do you need to have a bunch of readings for that?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out more as time goes on, because there are liberty activists that are on the scene there tonight for that council meeting. So we'll update you as we learn more about it. Uber official in Portsmouth has written a letter to the mayor saying that some Portsmouth officials are either misinformed or misstating the facts about Uber's commitment to safety. Bill Gurnier, the general manager for East Coast operations at Uber, sent a letter to Lister and the city council saying the bottom line is Uber focuses on safety before, during, and after a ride. The council is scheduled to vote on the second reading of a proposed amendment to the city's transportation services ordinance that Uber has pushed for at the city council meeting on Monday night. The most significant part of the amendment is Uber's call to reduce the time frame that any driver under the new ordinance can be convicted of a felony involving a controlled substance and violence from 15 to 7 years. Uber also wants to eliminate another part of the background check provision that requires drivers not to be convicted of a misdemeanor in the past 7 years. I mean, if you prevent drivers or people who want to drive for Uber who don't, if you prevent drivers who have a misdemeanor within the last 7 years from being able to drive, that's going to wipe out a lot of the potential population, because it's not hard to get a misdemeanor charge these days. It really
right.
isn't.
And there was somebody posted, I forget where it was, but apparently every moving violation in the state of Texas is considered a misdemeanor.
Really? So speeding is a misdemeanor?
That's what I was reading.
Well, at least in this case, we're talking about New Hampshire, where I don't believe that that is the case. But the acting deputy police chief sent a letter to the city council saying the department opposes the proposed changes that Uber wants to make to the ordinance. Quote, the police department does not believe there should be any debate at all going on about the safety of the ride-sharing public, and especially not when the reason is that it benefits a vendor's business model or wishes, he said. These safety assurances required by the city ordinance that is currently there are minimal and should remain unchanged.
Okay, so let me tell you what happens if you get in a taxi and you're not feeling comfortable with the way the taxi driver is driving. You feel that he is, intentionally increasing the fare by going the long way.
Mm-hmm.
His car's completely dirty. He's running red lights. He's running stop signs, swerving in and out of lanes. Here's what you can do. You can call the taxi company. You can file a complaint. And nothing's going to happen.
You could file a complaint probably with the taxi regulators or something.
You could do that as well. And again, most likely, nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you do if you're in an Uber or a Lyft. You give the guy 1 star, and then his rating goes down. And if his rating goes down too far, he doesn't get to drive anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll let you do it below 1 or like 4.6. Like, if you fall below 4.6 out of 5, that's it. You can't keep driving for Uber. So it wouldn't take too many 1 ratings to knock somebody out completely.
Yeah, wouldn't take too many at all. But yet, taxi drivers, doesn't matter. Their car can be disgusting. They can have crackheads sitting in the front seat.
Have you had that happen?
Not a crackhead, but somebody that definitely was not all there.
Somebody who's a buddy with the driver or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not all there. And
what city was this?
This was in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, it was incredibly odd.
Was he annoying or something like that?
It was a woman. She apparently had just got picked up from the hospital, and the guy
didn't have a... The mental hospital?
She was in for mental stuff, okay. The driver told me afterwards.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, she was not making any sense. Apparently was on a lot of hospital drugs.
I don't know, that sounds like free entertainment.
It was entertaining at 4 o'clock in the morning going to the airport, but it was certainly annoying.
The spokesman for Uber touts the company's rigorous background check process, which all driver partners using the Uber platform undergo, saying that the background check searches a series of national, state, and local databases, including the National Sex Offender Registry, National Criminal Search, and several different databases used to flag suspected terrorists. He says that Uber disqualifies potential drivers with crimes relevant to public safety concerns. So Uber has looked at the list of misdemeanors and has said, and felonies, and has said, okay, that's a public safety issue. That's a public safety issue. Possession of marijuana, not a public safety issue. I'm
right.
Just guessing there, right? In my case, I was convicted of disorder or obstructing government administration. They apparently don't think that's a public safety issue, and I happen to agree with them. And so I would have been precluded from being a driver in Portsmouth had I gone through the Portsmouth check. It's not because I'm a bad driver. My driving history is impeccable. So I'm a great driver. I've had a good history of that. I think I've had, like, 2 speeding tickets, and one of them was thrown out.
I would probably be prevented from being an Uber driver.
Why is that?
Because I've got a warrant in South Carolina for an unpaid speeding ticket.
You could apply if you wanted to and find out what happens.
Eh, whatever.
You can fly. You drive the cruiser, so you don't have to apply with the Nada bus. You don't actually have to own the car that you apply with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the car I applied with was the old police cruiser that we have here, and that's a corporate car. So there's a corporation that owns that car.
Yeah.
And that they didn't say anything about it, so that wasn't a problem at all. But the cops and the city council members, they want to exclude as many people as possible from this process. There are countless people who go and they get convicted of misdemeanors because most people take a plea deal. If you get hit with a possession of marijuana charge in New Hampshire, that's a misdemeanor. Now, obviously, there are people that are working to try to change that here. The Free State Project is some of those people. Some of the movers for the Free State Project are some of those people. But it hasn't happened yet. So right now, everybody that gets caught with a joint is guilty of a misdemeanor, and that would mean that the Portsmouth government would not allow you to drive for Uber. So I can understand why Uber is upset about this, and they are putting their foot down, and they're saying, look, let us handle this. We've got this. We do this in dozens of countries around the globe. We handle the background checks. We know what's important to us as a company to help our drivers and the passengers feel safe. And we don't believe that these misdemeanors, you know, whatever they are, we don't believe they qualify as dangerous. We don't think they make our drivers a risk on the roads. And they're the ones who are putting their business on the line. They should be the ones free to make that choice. If people are worried about the quality of the drivers from Uber, they can call the cabs. And, of course, there are plenty of cabbies who have issues in their past as well. There's plenty of cabbies who are acting violent and dangerous towards the Uber cabs. They're boxing in Uber cabs in Portsmouth.
Yeah, and I was just reading a write-up from Cynthia McKinney, who apparently hates Uber. She claims that it's, you know, making Goldman Sachs rich. And one of the things she writes about is apparently down in Australia, taxi drivers are actually assaulting Uber drivers.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, private police. That is apparently happening in Seattle, and Daryl has the story.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.